Because another Christmas day is come and gone. Yesterday began with eagerness and anticipation. Everybody rushed down and gathered around the tree, and there was excitement of special gifts and real expressions of love. You got to be with people you cared about, some folks that you haven't seen in a while. Some of you may have been gathering with family and loved ones that you didn't even get to be with last year, and that made this year even extra special. It was a really good day together. And yesterday is followed by the day after Christmas. That's the day when much of the excitement of the Christmas day is replaced by eating leftovers and cleaning up torn wrapping paper and kind of doing the things you do when Christmas is over. Or is it? While that part of Christmas is ended, one of the things we thank God for is the fact that the real celebration of Christmas goes on and on and on. It's not one day out of the year. It's a reality that we celebrate. We celebrate it all of the time. The celebration of the coming of Christ into a dark and dying world, His presence in our lives and in our home. Luke reminds us that the coming of Jesus was not about a single silent night. That's where Christmas really began. The Bible says Mary stored it all in her heart. That the shepherds told everyone they met about what they had witnessed when they came to the manger. That those who heard the good news marveled at what they had been told. In other words, the story went on and on and on. It wasn't one of those things where the shepherds came and they stood and they said, "It's the most amazing thing ever," and they turned around and went back to their flocks. As far as we know, when those men left the manger, their lives were forever changed by the reality of the one that they had witnessed. On the eighth day, the baby was given the name Jesus, which means Savior. The promise of Christmas doesn't end with the story of a night when God came down, not in your heart and not in your life. One person has observed this. Two kinds of people came to see the Christ child. The wise men who came to visit and said to one another, "This is where our journey ends." And the shepherds who came and saw the newborn king and said to one another, "This is where our journey begins." And we're called to be like the shepherds this morning, to meet the Lord, to experience the one who came at Christmas. But to understand, that's just the beginning. That's where we start our walk with God. We live our lives as a response to what He has done for us. We share the salvation story of Jesus. The message we've been given is a message of promise for the future, a future that revealed itself at Christmas. So this morning, I want to take a few moments and go back to that passage in Luke and that declaration that was made to those shepherds whose journey began, and remind you of some things that we need to remember on this special Sunday, the day after Christmas. The first thing I want to remind you of is this: the continuing message of Christmas is hope. Do you remember the first words the angel proclaimed to the shepherds on that cold Christmas night? He said to them, "Fear not." Fear not. Before the message came that proclamation, that challenge, that promise. You don't have to be afraid. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing that the angel said to them, "Fear not," because as far as we know, in their world, there were still all kinds of things to be afraid of. The world around them was just as dark and dangerous as it had ever been. Herod continued to terrorize the nation. The Roman Empire had conquered and dominated the world. There were seen and unseen dangers threatening them every day. The shepherds had all kinds of reasons that they should still be afraid, because they lived in a dangerous world, a world like the one we live in today. Why do we have reason to fear today? Well, we live in the midst of a world where nations stand ready to enter into conflict almost anywhere at almost any time, where a pandemic continues to take its toll on the lives of people all around the world, where economic turmoil creates hardship and uncertainty, where there's suspicion and conflict between strangers and neighbors and families. It's a dangerous world we live in, folks. How can we help but to fear? And the answer is found in the eternal message of hope that the angels declared. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Born to you a Savior. It was true then, and it continues to be true today. The hope of Christmas is not that a Savior came. It is that through the Holy Spirit, He is with us today. This is what the Bible declares to us. It declares to us He was Emmanuel when He came, and He continues to be Emmanuel today. God is with us. Fear not. The angels came to proclaim that because of Jesus, things have changed forever. This is what you need to know in a fearful world. This is what you need to know when all you have to do is turn on the news for 15 minutes and you walk around depressed the rest of the day. This is what you need to know when things are going on in your life, in your circumstances, in your world that could create that impulse to fear at almost any moment. No matter what, God is in control. There'll never be an instant, there'll never be a moment, and there'll never be a circumstance when God is not in control. You will never be alone again. He will never forget you. Fear not. Because of Him, you don't have to be good enough. You don't have to be brave enough. You don't have to be strong enough. You don't have to wind that flashlight from now to eternity, Rich. Because for those of us who could not save ourselves, the Savior came with power to forgive, to make broken people whole, to destroy the darkness and bring the light. The one who was born at Christmas is Christ the Lord, the Messiah that God had promised. For hundreds of years, God's people had waited for the event that the prophets foretold, and at the most unlikely time, in the most unlikely place, in the most unlikely manner, God kept His promise. And He says to you this morning, fear not. The message of Christmas is hope. And a hope that extends not only through Christmas Day or Christmas weekend or Christmas week or the new year, but every day of your life. There's never a time when you don't live in hope if you belong to Christ Jesus, because you recognize whatever may come my way and whatever I may experience, God's already there. God's already handled it, and I can lean on Him. He will take care of me. Fear not. And the continuing promise of Christmas is that everybody is invited. But one of the most astounding things the angel came to declare is that Jesus came to save the world. Everybody, everywhere, who will place their trust in Him. The people of Israel had always believed the Messiah was going to come. The Savior would be there and He would rescue His people. After all, they were God's special people. But those angels on the hillside heard a whole different message. Listen to what the angel said to them. He said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people." All people. Everybody. Everywhere. No matter where you were born, no matter what language you speak, no matter what culture you live in, it is for all people. This week we celebrated the fact that we reached and exceeded our Lottie Moon goal to support foreign missions. It's no accident that we received the Lottie Moon offering at Christmas. It reminds us Jesus came to save the world. And it also reminds us of something else that's very important for us to know. And it is this: nobody is foreign. Not as far as the Lord is concerned. One of the greatest things we learn at Christmas is this: Jesus didn't come to save a particular group of people in a particular place in a particular time. He came to save the world. every tribe and tongue, every land and nation, every person who will trust him and be saved. Nobody is left out. Nobody is turned away. Everybody has the opportunity to know Jesus and to be eternally changed. When does he do this? When does he save? Well, the angel said it happens right now. He said, born to you this day. This day. Aren't you glad that we don't set aside a particular day on any given year, maybe even Christmas Day, and say to folks, if you want to be saved, if you want to be forgiven of your sins, if you want to be rescued from hell, if you want to be delivered into heaven, if you want to experience eternal life, this is the only day. This is the day. You come this day. If you miss this day, there's no chance for you. Because the Bible says, born to you this day. And he was talking about right here, right now, in this place, right where you are. Jesus came to bring salvation. Starting here, starting now. And I say to you on this Sunday morning, the day after Christmas, there's no better place than here. And no better time than now to come into a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that brings us to the final promise. The glory of Christmas is that Jesus Christ is the most personal gift you can receive. The angel said to those shepherds on the hillside, unto you a Savior. Unto you. You know, the honest truth is the experience of the birth of Christ, the coming of the Savior, it's either an event that you commemorate or an experience in your life. You may come to Christmas Day and you may look at the figures on a nativity scene and think, isn't it great that something like that happened a long time ago? Or you will recognize this is something the Lord did, and he did it unto you. And you have a living relationship with him. The shepherds on the hillside knew they've been invited to a face-to-face encounter with the newborn Savior. They were the first, but they were far from the last. Because the Lord reaches out into hearts and lives of individuals all of the time, and he's saying to you, all I want is for this to be real in your life. All I want is for you to receive me as your Savior, you to trust me as your Lord, you to turn to me for forgiveness, you to trust me for eternal life. This is all about you. And it might even be today you're sitting here and you're thinking about your own life and you're recognizing, I don't have that kind of relationship with God. My relationship with God is one of those that's kind of off at a distance. You do your thing, Lord, and I will do mine. Let's just don't get too close to one another. And the Lord is saying to you, I don't operate that way. I come, and I come as close as your breath and as near as your heart, and I come to you, and it's up to you to decide whether you're going to trust me as Savior. You see, when the angel passed on that language, that message, it was a personal, not an inclusive pronoun. It was not a general statement. It was a personal invitation. And the shepherds on the hillside knew they had been invited to a face-to-face relationship with Jesus. And so are we, and that's what we celebrate today. If you're here today as a believer, one of the things you know is this: I have come because of what Jesus has done in my life. I'm here today because I recognize it was not just about what happened yesterday. It's about what happens today and tomorrow and every day as I walk with him. And if you're here today and you're not a believer, then there's a recognition, maybe today in your life and in your heart, you know what? I need a relationship with God. The truth is, for me, Christmas has just been a day. Christmas has been about the presents that I receive and the gifts that I give away, but it really hasn't been about entering into an eternal relationship with a God who loved me so much he came to take on flesh and to die on a cross and to rise again. And he's promised to come back for those who belong to him. And maybe today you could receive the greatest Christmas present of all, and that's Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And maybe you're here, and that's exactly what you need to do. And in a moment when we sing our invitation hymn, and you want to talk to someone about the fact that it's time for you to trust Jesus as Savior, I'm going to be here. Dr. Hutchins is going to be here at the front. You come down the aisle. You meet us here. We'll introduce you to Jesus. Maybe you're here as a believer, but you're recognizing, you know, I really need to plant myself in a church home, and this is where God's calling me, and I just want to plant myself in First Baptist Church. Maybe God's dealing with you about another situation, another issue in your life. Maybe it's simply time for you to hear, fear not, I bring you good news of great joy. It is for all people. Unto you is born this day a Savior. He's Christ the Lord. Will you trust him today? Let's stand. Let's sing our invitation hymn. I'm glad we got to share this time together as we complete our Christmas celebration. But next week, we look forward to celebrating the beginning of a new year in which Jesus will continue to be Lord and Christ will continue to be Emmanuel. Let's bow together for a closing prayer and then our final song. So, Father, we thank you that your word is for all and to all, and it is a word of hope, and it is a word of promise. And it is a word of assurance. It is a word of challenge. Trust Jesus Christ, who came as Lord, and in whose name we pray. Amen.
December 26th.